All right, welcome back to the Diecast Ranch, coming to you live from my dining room table. I'm your host, Grant, also known as the Orange Track Farmer on TikTok and Instagram. With me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Chris.
Hello.
And we also have a special guest joining us tonight on the Diecast Ranch podcast.
Hello.
and that other voice you're hearing sitting at the end of our dining room table is my wonderful wife, Martina. So this is kind of part of our special Mother's Day episode, and who better to have on the podcast than, well, not either of our mothers, but a mother, the mother of one of my children and soon to be the other one. So, yeah, we're just happy to have her on the podcast tonight. So, so she will be our special guest sitting in as we talk all things farming and diecast. We're also live on our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on the TikTok and the Instagram at the Diecast Ranch. Let's light this candle. Chris, how you been doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
It's wet outside.
It is very wet outside.
Ridiculously wet.
Which is extremely odd considering that a year ago at this time we were in the process of begging for rain. At least starting to.
I've been keeping a tally. So in the past 2 weeks, I've had 4.4 inches of rain just in 2 weeks.
That's about a third of what we got last year in total.
I looked it up, and I'm going to get it wrong because I didn't write it down, but I'm pretty sure it was under 7 total inches for the entire growing season last year.
Wow. I would not have thought we were that low. I know we were behind, but...
We were low.
Okay. Wow. Martina, what do you think of all this lack of rain that we've been getting recently?
I'm very nervous, being 38 weeks pregnant today.
38 weeks pregnant today. If you're seeing us on the YouTube, she's kind of hidden behind the table, but we are expecting our second daughter here, honestly, any day now.
Any day.
Any day. She is very pregnant.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's true. So... we also had an electrical issue here in the house, so we're recording literally at our dining room table. We had to move everything. The acoustics is not great. You can probably hear the fan in the background and the bit echoey because our kitchen and dining room are all together. So just bear with us as we're trying to figure this all out. Hopefully by the time we record again, we'll have it figured out. But for right now, we're making do with everything. So we thought we'd get into the weekly happenings. It's been a little bit since we've recorded an episode. So, Chris, what's been going on in your farming world lately?
It rained a lot.
Yeah, it has.
So, we haven't... Let's see. Now you're going to make me think. I can't remember when we did field work last.
It's been a hot second. I want to say at least 2 weeks on my end. I don't know about you.
At least. All of that. More than that. The crops that we did get planted are up. So it's going to have quite the gap because we're getting closer to going again, but it's going to rain Monday. And then it's going to rain like Thursday or Friday. So... We're in this vicious cycle where it rains every 3 days, and you just can't get dry enough to do something.
It's barely enough time to do anything, if that.
Right. So, been working in the shop. I do custom hay, mowing and raking and baling and all that stuff. So, been working on that equipment, getting it all fired up, and actually went and did some cutting today, so...
It was dry enough to go.
It's going to be silage bales, so moisture, you kind of want the moisture, but the ground was dry enough to carry, and it was time to cut, so we went and cut, and hopefully before the rain comes Monday afternoon or whenever it's supposed to, we'll get it baled and then wrapped. And he'll have silage bales.
Now, was that a cover crop that they wanted baled before they planted, like, beans or something? Or was that just the entire crop?
So they combined corn. Mm-hmm. And then they no-tilled rye. into the corn stubble. And so for rye to produce a grain, it has to freeze. So it has to go through a freeze-thaw winter to produce a grain. So it was just starting to get ahead on it already. I mean, I think that's pretty early, but it was really tall. So they cut it, and they will feed it to their cows as silage. And now they will go in, and they will plant into the stubble. So they'll plant soybeans, I'm guessing. And the cycle continues.
Now, have you had much experience with cover crops in your operation? Have you guys done many? Have you tried some, not tried some? I know us, we've tried them here and there to varying degrees of success, but I know some guys love them, some guys aren't a fan, some guys don't know anything about them.
I'm not, I have been a part of the cover crops for a lot of years. And like you said, some people get it. They're just all over it. Some people just absolutely hate it. But I'm not educated enough to comment on that, I guess. I know how they work, kind of. And, you know, I know how they go in and come out. But there's so many programs that are involved with cover crops. That's a lot of the reason that people do it, and erosion, and it's, you know, kind of funny you bring that up, because I drive by these fields, we're getting all this rain, gully washers, basically, it's coming down 2 inches at a time, really fast, and it's like, you know, that guy used to be all about cover crops, and he didn't do it last fall, and he really could have done that this year.
What would have really helped the erosion situation, yep, kept everything where it's supposed to be.
Watching the topsoil run away.
So are you at the point where you're cussing the rain just yet? I've talked to some other neighbors of ours, some friends, and I know some of them are kind of getting antsy to get back in the field. They're kind of upset with the rain at this point. Where are you at? What's your relationship with the rain these days?
It's hard to complain about the moisture coming from two very dry years. And we needed the moisture. We need the subsoil moisture. It's just one of those deals, you know, if it continues this trend, it's going to be pretty dang easy to start cussing at the rain. But I don't know. I as much as I would like to have everything in, like, right now, ask me in another week.
Because at the time of this recording, it is only the second Saturday in May, so the 11th. I mean, people ask me about, like, hey, are you in a hurry to get beans and stuff planted? And it's like, you know what? I've seen guys plant beans on the 4th of July. I wouldn't recommend it, but it can be done. So,
yep.
You know, we're not in a huge yank yet. It's just that the last couple of years we've been ahead of... most guys have had almost all their crops in at this point last year. So
we were done planting last year, May 1st.
I believe we were the 29th of April. So, yeah, very early, all things considered.
And the year before that was, like, May 4th. Mm. So this is a different change of pace compared to previous years. Mm-hmm. Now, so if you can go all the way back into your wee lad days and remember 2012, 2013. So 2012 was a drought, a pretty severe one. And then 2013, it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained.
And it didn't stop raining.
And then we built the Ark, and we sailed to a new continent. And it's like, jeez, just hit my mic. It's interesting how that is kind of repeating itself, because, so 2023, it didn't rain. 2022, it rained some, but not a lot. And then now we're in 24, and it was dry, dry, dry. Right when we wanted to go into the fields, it has started raining, and it won't quit.
Like my grandpa said, it all evens out. You know, how's that saying go? The only thing that stays this, or what is it, the only thing that, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, there you go.
What, you can only expect the unexpected. I just butchered that, but anyways. So, We could sit here and talk about rain all night, but Martina, what's your week been like? What have you been up to this last week? Give us your weekly update, because mine's probably pretty similar to his, so we'll let you give us your weekly update.
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm raising our 19-year-old, or 19-month-old.
19-year-old, oh my gosh. Where'd the last 17 and a half years go?
I know. This week has been pretty eventful. I mean, I got to help move cows, and then work cows, and I enjoy standing there observing what to do, or being a body. And the cows come at me.
You do help us, like, corral them, like, into the barn and stuff so we can work them going out. Yeah. But it's kind of hard for you to walk around in...
It was very sloppy.
Shin-deep mud.
It was very, very sloppy.
8.5 months pregnant.
And then you asked me to grab the gate, and I was like, what do I do with the gate?
Grab that gate, bring it. Yeah, there's a lot of... Not a lot of clear direction when it comes to moving and operating livestock. It's just
and you try not to yell, but then you just end up yelling.
I like those signs that I see that, like, hang in people's closets or something that says, I apologize for what I said when I worked cows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe before we got married, I made you help me work cows once just so you could see me at...
You made me? I probably offered.
That is true. That is true. I made sure that we worked cows together before we got married. There you go. That's a better way to put it. So you could see, go through the whole gambit of emotions with me when it comes to dealing with unruly livestock.
Livestock can bring out the worst tempers in people and not even try.
No.
You can be having the best day of your life, and then you work cows, or they escape, or you got to move hogs, or your herd of chickens break free, and then it all of a sudden becomes the worst day.
See, nobody should ever have to go to marriage counseling. They should just have to go work cows together.
Well, yeah. It was interesting because, we had to do fly tags, but other than that, pretty low-key week.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter loves riding in the tractor.
Absolutely.
And she does so good.
Mm-hmm. She just hops right up there in the buddy seat with Grandpa and rides around putting in bales and moving panels and feeders around, and she loves it.
Oh my gosh, every morning, tractor, tractor. Like, sorry.
Keep that effort up, kiddo.
Yeah, as soon as she sees Papa pull in the yard, it's Papa, tractor, cows. Like, she just gets, she knows what's going on. It's crazy. We were driving around today, and we went to a neighbor's place, and they have horses, and as soon as we pulled in the yard, she's only been there like twice in her life.
Yep.
And as soon as we pulled, horsey, like, she just knows that our neighbors have horses, and we were in the yard, and there are horses there. She just knows that. It blows my mind how much she knows at only 18, 19 months old.
I know. She's so smart.
I feel like every parent says that, but it's like, she's pretty smart.
We're pretty biased.
Yeah.
So 19 months old, you say?
Yep.
So how many more months do you have to add to that before she can carry a 5-gallon pail of corn?
Oof.
She can carry an empty one.
She does carry empty ones.
She kind of drags it a little.
That's half of it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So when we're feeding cattle at night, we've got our stack of pails that we feed our cattle with. Uh-huh. And I'll be like, all right, pick out a pail. And she'll point to one, but sometimes, like, can you bring it here? And, you know, the corn is coming out, so I got to move. I got to go. Like, come on, okay, thank you. And then quick make the switch. But she knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a hot second before she can, because I know we've talked about this before, but how much, if we figure a 5-gallon pail is half a bushel, that's about 25 to 30 pounds of corn. I mean, that's more than her body weight.
Well, she's pretty short.
Yeah, she's not much taller than a 5-gallon pail.
Nope.
So yeah, it's gonna be a hot second before
she's a little tight. She's entitled for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. So, Grant, what's your car?
Oh, my car.
What's your pocket car?
Oh, so our cast car for the week is I had to make sure we hadn't done this one before yet, but it is a Ertl, so not a Hot Wheel, not a Matchbox. Oh, this is a Maisto. I lied. Reading the bottom. So this is a brand that I'm not overly familiar with, but it is a Ford F-350 Super Duty pickup. A little more details in this guy. It's got rubber wheels, I think.
That's just like the Dodge from, was it last episode?
Yeah, that one was a green light. But this one's got, if you look at it, it's got a little more details than like your standard Hot Wheel. That is what I wish like Hot Wheels and Matchbox would make.
It says Tonka on it.
Well, right, but the bottom says Maisto. So I'm not sure. Maybe they're owned by the same company. I thought it was an Ertl, so I was wrong. But
it's made in China.
Well.
Did you take that away from our daughter because of the tires?
I did. So it's got the rubber wheels that will come off of it. And so...
That's the three and older collection.
Yeah, exactly. So
she'll probably still put it in her mouth at three.
Yeah. So I had to make sure and kind of take that away from her just so she wouldn't
lose the tires.
Well, it's kind of a cool truck too, so that'll go up on the shelf. Curious. I'll hang on to that.
It doesn't matter if it's the buttons on my mixer or what; she'll still take it. She's or your learning. Ears. She doesn't care about your ears.
No, she does not. Yeah, we had to move all the podcasting equipment out to the dining room, and as soon as we plugged in my headphones were absolutely maxed out, and we were missing a switch on the board. I'm guessing because the daughter got into the office and was, "Ooh, hey, what's this? I'm gonna mess with everything." But I
just found that really funny that all the volumes for the headphones were just maxed out.
Yeah. So she's something else. She's curious. We talk about how smart she is, but at the same time, she's also learning. She's learning, absolutely. That's
absolutely.
Well, and that was one nice thing about kind of having the rain. I was able to take her into on Thursdays, there's the program at the library where you can bring your kids in and they do story time and then, you know, just kind of chance for parents and kids to kind of spend some time together outside of the house. Met some friends of ours there that bring their kids as well. And just to see her interact with other kids and what she knows. And, she knows 90% of the alphabet. L-M-N-O-P is still a little difficult. It's awesome. Yeah. But she handles it pretty well. So just to see her interact and, you know, how she does with other kids and what she's going to be like as a big sister. It's interesting to see. So that was one good thing I got to do this week just because of the rain and not having to be go, go, go all the time, which is not usual for this time of year.
Right, because it was too wet for you to haul, right?
Yeah, I think we got rain that Wednesday night, and then...
Oh, it stormed.
Yeah, that's right. So then Thursday, I didn't want to tear up the yard hauling corn. So I've been sitting in line at the ethanol plant a lot lately.
Well, and then they cut their hours.
They did. Yeah, they backed off their hours. That's frustrating.
That's because it's rained and everybody is bringing their corn.
Everybody. And I think they're closed the first couple weeks of June. So I got like...
They're doing a big like... I don't know if it's a remodel, but they're doing like their summertime shutdown or...
Oh, lovely.
It's, they're doing a lot of work out there in like 2 weeks.
All right, I got 2 weeks and 10 loads. I can do it.
Can you?
I got no choice, but... So yeah, that'd be... Something I've been doing this week is hauling corn, because we got all of our corn in the ground just before the big rain, and we have not turned a wheel field-wise since. And then we only have one calf left to be born, but that was enough to kick the mamas out on pasture. We were able to get all the fence built and send them out, actually this morning. So they're out there eating grass, living their happy cow lives, so that's a good time. So since this is, in fact, our Mother's Day episode, we, instead of doing our usual dad jokes, we decided to try and do some mom jokes, which are not nearly as prevalent on the internet, but we did our best, so why don't we let our mother on the cast do her mom joke first.
All right, here we go.
Is it appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So... Moms don't wish they could sleep like a baby. They wish they could sleep like a dad.
Slightly unfair, but also...
Very true.
Slightly.
How? Slightly. You don't cry like every 2 hours like a baby does.
No,
you just sleep.
I'm a pretty heavy sleeper. What was it the other night? You couldn't sleep because of said 8.5-month-old... unborn baby keeping you awake.
Yeah, she just wouldn't stop moving. I was up from like 1 to 3.
And you're like, yeah, I was just watching some Netflix on my phone. I think I was keeping you awake. I don't remember it.
At all. So I came downstairs.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that was a good time. But then, because our daughter, she sleeps just fine. We have no complaints there.
Knock on wood. Yeah, knock on wood. I really hope the baby does not ever wake her up.
Hopefully. We can only hope. So that was a good mom joke, Kai.
That was a good mom joke.
Thank you.
A little insulting, but that's all right. I'll get over it.
Okay. So, Grant, what about you? What's your...
Okay, so...
Mom joke.
So what did the mother broom say to the baby broom? It's time to go to sweep. Speaking of sleeping children. That was the best I could find. Like I said, there's not as many out there as there are dad jokes. But I tried.
You guys did way better than me, because I couldn't even find one that, I mean, and I really didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this, but, I mean, mine has to do with pie.
Ooh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll find out.
I don't know. Did you know, this is a fun fact also, that a slice of apple pie costs $2.50 in Jamaica. Okay. And $3 in the Bahamas.
Okay.
These are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
What? I'm like, where is he going with this? Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
That was a thinker. Yeah, I like that. If I could remember all those words, I would use that.
I had to write it all down.
Oh, yeah. When it came to prepping the cast here, you were jotting them down pretty good. So
I know, because I keep forgetting things. I'm like, "Huh, that's funny," and then 10 seconds later, it's gone.
Yes.
Well, speaking of fun facts, I was able to look up a few fun Mother's Day facts to run by the two of you, see how well you guys know about Mother's Day. This one's just off the top, just fairly obvious, but I think it deserves to be stated. Do you know that 100% of all people ever born have a mother?
Yeah.
What? No way.
Okay, that one's ridiculous, but I had to write it down. But so it's Mother's Day is always on the second Sunday of May. Just so that's because it isn't Father's Day like the second Sunday of
June.
It is June. I should probably know that, being a father and all. But do you know what year it was officially became a holiday? What year? Mother's Day officially became a holiday.
1950s. Okay.
1914.
Did you look it up?
Bruh.
I've got it listed under my Mother's Day facts right here.
Oh, I didn't know you had Mother's Day facts.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to add facts to your facts.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like we have the same facts. Do you know where it ranks as far as flowers and plants purchased, as far as holidays go?
No, I don't.
Okay, that was the only other fact
I could really find about it. Okay, so before you list your flower fact, I have a flower fact. What is the flower? What is the... wow, I just realized that I wrote the Flowers Day flower.
I have no idea when Flowers Day
is. It's been a long day.
Okay.
What is the flower of Mother's Day?
The flower of Mother's Day. You want to take a shot at this?
I don't think it's roses. Roses would be Valentine's Day.
That would be more Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I want to say it's...
It starts with a C.
Oh, I'm out. Okay. I would have said daisies.
I would have said or like lilacs.
No, that's a dollop.
Oh, yeah, do a dollop of daisy. Hey, they don't sponsor the podcast. We don't need to give them free advertising.
It starts with a C. Not cactuses, is it?
Cactus is not the sponsoring flower of Mother's Day.
Here you go, Mom. Thanks for everything. Here's a cactus. I mean, just based on C, flowers that start with letter C. I mean, like chrysanthemums or...
That's the one that you went with. It's not right, but that's where you went.
I'm trying to think of what other flowers are with C.
I was thinking tulips because they pop up in the spring.
Right. Do they? I don't know.
I don't grow flowers.
They grow from a bulb.
I did know that. C. celery?
No, that's not a flower.
Carrots.
All right, just tell us the answer.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a carnation.
Oh.
So it's like, you're going to tell me that and I'm going to be mad.
That's what, and this is straight from the interweb.
Oh, so it must be true.
So it must be true.
I got to look up a picture.
The Mother's Day flower is a carnation.
I got to look that up.
Can I see it when you're...
Yeah, if I could spell it, carnation, okay. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, okay. They're kind of like, to me, they look like a wad of like tissue paper or something. They're all kind of...
Is that what you just bought me the other day?
Yeah, so see that orange one? Because I'm such a great husband and
you bought dead. Her carnations and you didn't even know it.
it was the just because bundle at the Hy-Vee. And
well, that's because I was.
It's not the
giving
one
giving you a hard time.
It's not you're... the one on the counter that is in a jar of dirt.
No, that's not, your
not
pickle
the,
plant.
Not the pickle jar jade plant. Mm-hmm. But no, it'd be the orange one, I believe.
Yeah, you had to step up your game because your dad brought me in. The daughters and lilacs.
Yeah, the lilac bush in my folks' yard was in bloom, so he that like
hand-picked even.
Egg, like a week before. I was like, oh, man, Leah, we need to get to the store and get your mom some flowers.
One-upped by the grandpa.
I know. What do you do? Darn father-in-laws, but yeah.
So
I would not
speaking,
have known that.
Speaking of flowers, which country?
Mm.
Was the first to give flowers out on Mother's Day.
Is it in Europe? Can we narrow it down? Because that's where...
No, I'm going to say USA.
It is not in the USA.
Aww.
Okay.
Germany.
I know that the Netherlands is the world's like largest producer of flowers or roses or something. So that would be my guess.
It is not the Netherlands.
Ah, crud.
Canada?
You said Germany?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're close.
Wait, which one am I close? Germany or Canada?
Not Canada.
The only thing close to Canada is the United States.
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if Canada gave out like free samples of maple syrup or something.
Oh,
on
yeah, that's true.
I don't think we have any viewers in Canada yet. So.
Oh, we have a lot of viewers in Canada, actually.
Thank you to all of our Canadian viewers. So what's close to Germany? I'm thinking like maybe like France.
There you go.
Oh, yep.
So they were the first two.
That's the same website that says the carnations are the flowers. So,
Here, I thought it was smart with the Netherlands.
It didn't say a year, but.
Probably 1915. Took them a minute to get going. Yeah. World War I and all that.
But I guess that, I mean, I don't know these types of things, but I guess that's pretty popular in, like, major cities or something like that, that, like, on Mother's Day, they, like, if you're walking down the sidewalk, they will give you flowers.
Oh, that makes sense now, because I know, like, at church and stuff in the past, they would give out carnations to all the moms. I'm like, oh, that makes, it's all coming together now.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. Oh, man. So that was the only other Mother's Day fact that I had was that it's the... As far as, like, flowers purchased, where does it rank? Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, where does it rank in terms of most flowers purchased? I'm wording
like,
this
like
terribly.
Holidays or?
Yeah, of all the holidays, Mother's Day ranks what in terms of flowers purchased?
And what number do
I'm
going to
guess three.
Yeah. Third? Okay. I'll give you 1 through 5.
1 through 5?
Yeah. Where do you think it ranks?
Do you know 1 through 5?
Do you have the
I do not.
Oh, man.
Ah, darn. I'll look that up quick while you...
I want to say Valentine's Day is number one.
Well, probably.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And then...
He doesn't even know the answer to the question he's asking. So.
What are their holidays? Do you get flowers? Birthdays? That's not a holiday.
That's a day.
So, you said 3. Darn it. I'm gonna say 2 then.
Okay, Valentine's Day is number one. I think we all got that. Free and clear. I was just trying to figure out
what other days do you buy? I mean, I'm trying to think of 5 days that you would get flowers.
So
like New Year's is probably not on that list.
So I originally
thought
it was 3, but this website that I'm finding says Valentine's Day is first, and then Mother's Day is second.
Yay!
And then
you go.
Christmas and Hanukkah is third.
What?
I don't know if I have ever bought flowers.
Christmas. Thanksgiving is 4, and actually 5 kind of makes sense. It's Memorial Day. Well, I thought that might
okay, be okay, Memorial Day, I could see.
Yep. Yeah. Thanksgiving, I guess you do get those, like, fake, or those,
the cornucopias?
Like, mums, or whatever, those big bushy things.
Oh, yeah. Is that mums? That's more...
When you have poinsettias at Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say. Huh. Is that the ones that we used to grow in high school with all the glitter on them?
Yeah, we would spray them down. Oof. One thing I do remember about poinsettias, because we're talking flowers now, is like soybeans, they are photoperiod plants. So they start to mature, they start to change colors based on the amount of sunlight they are getting. So soybeans will mature, like get into that reproductive state when the days start to shorten, and poinsettias are the same. So they will stay red. You can get them to stay red all year long if you manipulate the amount of light they're getting. So otherwise, they're kind of like dull white and pink color otherwise.
Pop quiz farm question.
Oh, gosh.
True or false?
You got this, babe.
All soybeans flower within a day of each other.
Ooh.
False.
I'll let you break it to her.
It's true.
No, I'm not sure.
They flower?
Say, okay, so yeah, so I would say it's true because it's all based on the amount of sunlight they're getting based on the time of year.
I just need to so talk the, to my brother-in-law more.
Yeah, there you go.
The amount, or no, not the amount. What's it called?
Sunlight.
Longest day of the year.
Oh. Solstice. Yeah. Summer solstice.
So that is kind of the turning point for soybeans.
Okay.
And so, like your poinsettias that you were just talking about, would also be in that category.
Right. I'm sure there's other ones, too, that are... Wow, so that's a busy day for plants, the summer solstice.
It's just fun to say photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis. I'm trying to look up how to spell poinsettia, because that's... I don't know if I could ever get that right. All right, well, we won't waste people's time with me trying to spell things. But,
it starts with a P and ends with an oinsettia.
Oinsettia? Okay, anyways, we won't go there. So yeah, I suppose we can...
So we have a little segment. It's not an on-spot interview of Martina, but we have just a few questions as the outside farmers on what is it like to be a farm wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that the people are dying to know because you could maybe give a little background. So you come from the friendly state of Minnesota. Yeah, the same as Chris's friends.
And it's a casserole.
No, it's a hot dish.
Okay, so there
hot dish
are,
all the way.
There are three things. I think we talked about this when Larson Farms tuned into the chat a couple episodes ago. But there are multiple things that are said differently and not, like, literally nowhere else but Minnesota.
Let me guess. It's duck, duck, gray duck, too.
Yes, duck, duck, gray duck
that,
all the way.
That one bothers me more than anything.
I got a mute button.
Oh, thanks. I can just go to bed.
It's way past her bedtime, so we'll
what do
we'll,
you mean? We'll play nice. I don't have a bedtime anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because as soon as that moon comes up, I'm like...
As soon as you're laying down, the child is like, hey, we need to get up and do something.
Yeah. Dance party.
No kidding, but...
So, between casseroles,
hot dish,
and then also we have the gas station chain Quick Star
Trip,
but I think it is only Star in Iowa.
So we
might be at fault there, but we stopped at the Quick Trip today when we were visiting your family.
Yeah,
and then the whole duck, duck, goose, you know, the game that you play, duck, 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 but we say where we would say goose, you would say
gray duck.
I don't
get it either. That's just how we played it in Minnesota.
So you're just digging your heels in. Our children will play duck, duck, goose.
Okay.
Just so you know.
We'll play with them.
We're on this side of the state line. If we go up to visit your folks and they can play duck, duck, gray duck with their cousins.
Okay.
But here in this house, dang it.
Oh, really? Laying the hammer down.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But So you are from Minnesota, and we would have met, would have been Halloween of 2018.
Yep.
So that long ago.
It's...
Yeah, I just had a memory pop up 5 years ago. I'm like, we've been together for 5 years.
Yep, that counts. Dating, engagement, marriage, all that good stuff. So we met at a Halloween party.
Yep.
At, because you were there with a, would have been, she was your roommate, right?
I was living with her, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and she was friends. Okay, so she,
oh gosh.
I'm trying to remember how this goes. So she was friends.
Brothers, uncles, cousins.
With the bartender.
Yep.
Who was.
Seeing one of your friends.
Was a buddy of mine. So I came to hang out with him, have supper, enjoy the Halloween party. In the laziest Halloween costume I could come up with, I wore a red flannel shirt, put some paper towels in my back pocket, and said I was the brawny paper towel guy. I was clean shaven.
Clean shaven? That doesn't take very much.
Didn't even bother to take my orange hat off. I was just the brawny paper towel guy. It was pathetic.
I think he did have a roll of paper towels with him, but I don't remember.
No, I just like folded them up.
Oh.
I just had a few. I remember.
I can just see it leaning against the pool table. Lean on me.
But so, can we say the town that we met in?
Sure. Yeah.
So we met in Rudd.
Tank's Bar and Grill.
That's where they're known for their like really good haunted house. Mm-hmm. So that's why my friend and I we went there. Mm-hmm. So when we left. You left.
Yep.
And then when we came back, I'm like, oh no, he's gone.
Yeah, I basically ditched my buddy to go hang out with other people. And then you must have talked to him and said, hey.
Hey, where'd your friend go?
Where'd your friend go with the lazy Halloween costume?
Well, and then he told me that you knew how to swing dance. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. That's the best class I took at Iowa State, looking back, was ballroom dance, like. 211 or whatever it was.
So you did come back and we got to swing dance. Mm-hmm. And then I think we just swapped information from there.
And all snowballed from there. And here we are now, more than 5 whole years later.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so just so you coming up kids, this year, you'll be married 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got married in 21.
21.
Yep. July 31st of 2021. I should know that.
That's crazy. I actually, your guys' anniversary is one that I remember. I don't know why, but I know that.
It's also my half birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. We didn't plan that. It just worked out well.
It just worked out very well.
Because as farmers, August is a very slow month for us. I'm like, okay, we should always be able to do something for our anniversary in the month of August.
It doesn't help that I've been pregnant or postpartum.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to kind of travel with a 2-month-old.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
But so you really didn't have much of a farming background. So the town that you're from in Minnesota is pretty small, about 2,000 people.
Yep.
You know, has a Dairy Queen and a stoplight.
And a Subway.
And a Subway. Yeah.
Used to have good old A&W.
Yeah. The drive up one.
RIP the A&W.
Oh, man. We never got to eat there. I never got to eat there.
That was my first shop.
Yeah, so you worked there, so you probably ate there enough for the both of us.
Yes.
But so, I mean, outside of being in a small town, you didn't really have much agriculture, farming
experience.
Because your dad didn't farm.
No.
He was a
police officer.
And your mother didn't farm.
No, she worked at the airport for like 12 years, and then now she's a receptionist, secretary for a company in Spring Valley.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So
now 5 years later, you're living on a farm with cows and kids.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Well, and what's funny is, like, I think when we met, I was just transferring to Mayo Clinic to work there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you just started up in Rochester.
Yeah, so not many people leave Mayo Clinic to marry a farmer and move to Iowa.
And I do remember, like, when we went to the Christmas party, when we were dating and stuff, you know, they wanted you to stay. Your coworkers enjoyed having you there. And it's like, you know, we would, but it's kind of hard to pick up a farm and move it.
Hard, yeah. Well, and then it's a 2-hour drive, mm-hmm. too. From so Rochester. I'm not commuting every day for 2 hours.
That's I yeah. love those comments. They're like, well, you could just drive back and forth every day. It's like, wow.
And there's no good way to get to Rochester.
Oh, absolutely here. Not.
Small towns and zigzagging and stair-stepping on county
roads. Well, and then there's so many deer.
A lot of deer.
And you yep. have to drive in the dark, probably. Leave in the dark and come home in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got engaged in right after, it was during the height of COVID. It was like August of 2020.
Yep.
So, and then within a year, we got married and you moved down here. So what would you say is maybe the biggest shift? Like I said, you were living in a small town. So mm-hmm. it's not like I kidnapped you from the big city.
Oh, gosh, you said kidnapped.
Liberated, there you go. It's not, you know, you didn't come from, like, a big city. Like, you were familiar with how rural America works, but I'm sure just not being a part of the whole farming side of thing, that had to have been a pretty big shift for you.
Well, right, but, I mean, I still knew how to, like, respect farmers and thank farmers, and, mm-hmm. I mean, I did grow up in a small town, so we do have appreciation for farmers, and also... my dad grew us up like hunting and fishing. So we did a lot of asking permission for farmers, and that required my dad to go drive or help them every now and then. And I got to go along.
If you ever come over to our house and you see the two big buck antlers on the wall, they are not mine. And there's also some turkey fans that we got to get from your folks, yep. too, that are also not mine. The one pheasant is mine, and that's it. Everything else is yours.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're familiar with, like, where your food came from and, you know,
yeah.
working with farmers as far as the hunting side of things
yeah.
go. But, I mean, I remember...
Other than that, I didn't know anything. Like, mm-hmm. even working with the cows, like, it was hard when we were dating because I couldn't understand, like, You can't come to me.
No.
Well, you have to do chores twice a day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just come to Iowa.
You were very good about coming down to visit me on weekends. I would say probably in the year and a half span that we dated plus engagement, you came down 90% of the time mm-hmm. on weekends just because I was in the middle of harvest or planting or had things going on a Saturday, or by the time I get all my stuff done and cleaned up.
You just got to go right back out and do it.
It was just easier for you to come here.
Yeah.
So, which I appreciated.
5 o'clock gets you just punch out and you go visit.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. What do you need to be around here for?
Oh, yeah.
Them animals take care of themselves.
Nothing ever goes wrong.
That's if you get done at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tonight, what time did you got done at 8?
I think I just walked in the house before Chris got here about 8 trying
yeah.
to feed that bottle calf.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's just unpredictable.
Yeah, and I know that's something that you've definitely had to adjust to.
It's a struggle.
The unpredictable. When you ask me, hey, what time will you be done? Have I ever given you a straight answer?
No. And if you do, I always tack on 30 minutes.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Because we even joke that...
A farmer's I'll be home in 30 minutes is the same as his wife's I'll be ready in 30 minutes.
Ooh, I like that. Because we even joke about, you know, we have to go to the hospital because baby number 2 is on the way. Well, I'm stuck in line to the plant. I'm going to need to shower and all that. But because
I think it all depends.
Yeah.
Abandon the truck in line and call me.
Which I have told her I will do. It's like I will turn on my flashers and talk to the guy behind me and say, hey, buddy,
We'll just make a sign that says my wife's in labor on the truck.
And she'll slap it on the window.
Wife's in labor, go around. Yeah, it's I that might be the first that's ever happened, but hopefully we don't have to find out. But yeah, I know that this job is very different from other ones. You know,
there's good things.
Absolutely. What are some of those good things? What do you enjoy about life on the farm here?
I mean, I like, oh gosh, words are hard.
on the spot.
Yeah. We didn't give her much time to
process.
Prep.
No. Yeah, words are hard. I don't know how to answer that question.
Well,
tractor rides.
Tractor rides, yeah. Buddy seats are not comfortable.
They don't especially have any other shocks.
Made for a buddy, not a whole grown person.
And definitely not for pregnant women.
No, I was worried when you and Leah were riding with me, working ground, bouncing across the headlands there, finishing up the field. I'm like, this is going to induce labor, just bouncing around. So, yeah.
Yeah, I could go for a couple tractor rides right about now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Get things moving. Yes. But you guys do come out and ride with me because, like you said, you are a stay-at-home mom. Because yep. After our daughter was born, you left your job working at the one of the nearby elementary schools.
Yep.
To be home with us, home with me, on the farm and whatnot, because it just, honestly for us, it made sense,
yeah.
You know, and you enjoy doing it.
I do.
I didn't tell the people, I did not make you stay home, you wanted to.
Yes.
So, and I...
The option was there.
Yes.
And I took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's, you know, we crunched the numbers about, you know, what would... Daycare cost and you know
daycare
still
is so expensive.
Driving, yep, you driving to work and insurance.
Nuts.
It's bananas.
I don't have any kids, and I I get to listen to all my friends that talk about it. It's like, oh, I gotta pay for daycare and this and that, and it's like, you could just like that's a person's salary. At what point do you just stay home?
I think
it depends on the person.
Yeah. It does. It very much depends on the person.
And our take home at the end of the year was almost a wash whether we would put our daughter in daycare or have her stay at home, and then having you be here with her, being able to help me out, give me rides, ride along.
Yep.
You know. I was gonna say that's just the financial side of things. Mm-hmm. When you sit there and put in, I mean, like, you know, and this is nothing against people that take their kids to daycare.
No.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody else is with your kid mm-hmm. all day.
Yeah. So, I mean, having you with her, which I know you enjoy doing most days, some of those days where she doesn't get a good nap and she's kind of being a butt. I mean, she has bad days too, but...
Yeah, we all do.
But then also, like, me being able to spend time with the two of you as well. You come ride with us and do chores and work cows and... You know, help with cows. She didn't help. She didn't work cows. She was over at grandma's.
She got to help.
Who are right up the road, thankfully enough.
Yeah, we get less than a mile.
Yeah, we get their help with a lot. But
she got to help a little bit.
She's out there sometimes. You know,
she gets to ride in the tractor.
She loves riding the tractor with
and
Papa.
And she wants to chase the cows.
Oh boy.
She wants to pet them.
Fearless. If you set her down a lot, she will charge she will an 1,800-pound cow, who's super friendly, but is just like, hey,
well,
tiny human.
Depend on friendly, but
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Cows are unpredictable.
Very. So we don't let her get
she
too close.
She doesn't quite understand that they're not like dogs or cats.
Yeah, they don't want you super close to them, but...
Yeah, it's like, you know, watching my nieces or whatever, they'll... go up to a farm cat that, like, absolutely hates me. And they'll just walk up, hi, kitty. And then they'll pick it up and they'll carry it around by its front feet or, you know, just swing it around. It has no care in the world. And it's like, if I got within 5 meters of that cat, it is clawing my eyes out.
That's funny.
It's something about the kids.
It's, yeah, it's just crazy. And, I mean, that cow probably would never do anything, but...
No.
I mean... If you made those noises and walked towards that cow, I might do something.
Yeah, she, like you said, she just hasn't grasped the idea that these are large animals that are
yep.
slightly frightened of you, but she just wants to hug them and pet them and be near them. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she gets that from her mom.
Yes.
Because you do, in fact, love the cow herd.
I do.
We took, actually, I'm looking right now at an engagement picture we have on our wall that's got cows in the background. We were out in the pasture in your wedding dress on our wedding day
yep.
taking pictures with yes. the cows.
tell the crowd how you got that cow to look at you guys.
Oh.
Is it the picture that's on your wedding invitation?
I think it is. Yeah.
You had ears of corn in your pocket.
I had an ear of corn in my back pocket because our cow herd is so friendly. They will follow you off a cliff
for an ear of corn. They're your old FFA.
Yep, 4-H and 4-H. FFA projects. So they are super friendly, used to being around people. So to kind of coax them in, I think I tucked an ear of corn.
We had 3 ears of corn.
In my back pocket. Yeah, you can't see it in the picture, but that's how we got that one right up close and personal for the wedding invites. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
I remember sending you a Snapchat or something of it. It's like, wow, that cow is like really into you.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he's really into that corn in my back pocket.
Just about tore my britches trying to get the thing during the pictures. So yeah, we have our cow herd, and it'll be nice to have the kids. You know, as they grow up, be
around livestock. Oh, look at Leah already.
Oh, she loves them.
Hi, cows.
Yep, she's always talking to them. Hi, cows. Where are the cows? Wants to pet.
Well, and then we have a bottle calf right now.
Yep.
Hi, baby.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing what she understands just being so small.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for her to show pigs at county fair.
Oh, man.
Where are we going to find pigs?
I think we know a guy who can get us some pigs. Or a guy who knows a guy or something.
There's, oh, my gosh.
She's got a lot of connections.
Yeah.
She's going to show every single animal.
Yeah.
She's going to have to work for it.
We need to get that barn cleaned out. We need a place to put them.
You got a few years.
I tell you what.
Clover kids.
Flies. Oh, yeah, they can start doing that in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because there's, helping out with the lamb show, there's a few kids out there. It's like, hey, little one, you know what you're doing out there? Oh, yeah, I got this. And some of them do, some of them don't. So you just kind of hold your breath and hope that nobody gets hurt. And yeah, they do a pretty good job. So, but.
Well, I'll be dang.
Yeah. So, like I said, you've enjoyed your life on the farm so far.
Yes.
Would you have in a million years ever guessed that maybe this is what you'd be doing?
I don't think I ever thought I was going to move to Iowa.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I know.
I just thought I was, you know, going to stay close to my family. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm only an hour away, which isn't too bad. It could be worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
over an hour the way you drive, so.
Yes. And then, never thought I'd live on a farm, mm-hmm. taking care of animals, mm-hmm. but it's just, the perspective of it is different. Like, we actually care and want these cows to survive, mm-hmm. and the crops to survive, and it's hard work.
Yeah. So you've got everything figured out just in these last 5 years, right? You know everything. You can
don't
do.
Don't plan anything. And
it is difficult.
Clearly don't know how to plan well because we have a harvest baby, mm-hmm. and now we're having a spring baby.
Spring-ish, yeah.
May 25th.
Yep, that is our due date, is May 25th. And so we've got 2 weeks from today is when she's due. And
if this weather keeps up, it's going to be spring baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, we need to get them beans in the ground. And if we don't. The baby takes priority over...
Does she?
Yes.
I'll come plant your beans.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, but because I feel like it's better than our daughter who was born September 20th, and then she still gives me a hard time because I think I was trucking corn 2 days
two
later.
2 days after we got home.
And 2 days after that, we were harvesting. And then this last year, we were harvesting 2 days before her first birthday. So, yes. Which
That's
is
crazy.
Not common, but yeah, we didn't.
We didn't plan. So, yeah.
No.
Don't.
So, baby number 3 will be born in the smack middle of January or something.
But.
That'll be okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'll be okay. No planting or tractors or anything. Well, cows.
Yeah. Darn. Let's get number 2 taken care of before we worry about number 3. But yeah. So, nope. It's been great having you around.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
You no longer have a choice.
Yeah. So what would maybe be the biggest thing that you... I mean, I know you said, like, not plan anything, but, you know, like, we sit here and talk about, like, the rain and the crops and whatnot. Maybe, are there any things that you still don't, like, understand, like, maybe
equipment.
About? Equipment. Oh, equipment,
okay. Like, I don't, what, I keep calling, like, that digger thing.
A field call. We drove by something today. She's like, what is that? Is that a digger? I'm like, I would call that a field cultivator.
She's from Minnesota. She has the legal right.
Is a digger a field cultivator? Yeah. In my mind, really? That's more of like a disc.
No, a digger is a field cultivator.
Oh my gosh. So I do know my equipment.
I was wrong. I will admit that I was wrong.
And then something we would call like a chisel plow or something around here. Like a chisel plow is an actual implement.
Mm-hmm.
But we would call like the dominator that you have. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of people that would call that a chisel plow. Well, it's a ripper.
Ah.
Is that the orange thing?
That's the small orange thing.
Small orange.
We also have a big orange thing.
The accelerator.
And they also make medium and very large orange things.
Yeah, I just don't know. I know a combine.
They make them in blue and yellow and green.
I know the planter. I don't know the different types. I know
You guys only have one planter.
Only the one. Yeah. Well, and I know.
Tractor. I don't know the different types of tractors that we have.
We have all the numbers. Well, because we were even in the shed the other day. You're like, what's that one? Like,
yeah.
That's the one we
took pictures with.
Yeah. We cut hay with and we pull wagons with. And you're like, I'm unfamiliar with this one.
Yep.
But I mean, in terms of terminology, you were the one that got our whole family on you've ever heard that Life 360 app?
I have.
So you can like track your whole family. And because one thing that, you know, I'll talk about, she'll ask me, hey, where are you? Okay, well, I'm at this farm. Okay.
You go 2 miles down the road to where the grain bin used to be 5 years ago. You take a right. You go past Johnson's place. They haven't lived there in 13 years. Yeah, they haven't lived there in 13 years. Well, you remember Johnson's, right on going.
They were at our wedding. They gave us the cake pan. You hit that gnarly pine tree. You went too far. Like, yeah. So trying to describe to you where I'm at, plus driveways and stuff, just having my location works so much better. And
I mean, there's a farm up the road that I still get confused with.
Yep. Well, and even like, so our place here is also called
Kerner's.
And it's also where our shop is.
Yeah.
So it's like our place has the name of the people that owned it 50 years ago and is also the shop, is also where the cows are. Like, and then we have, you know, where we keep the cattle, which is the home place, even though no one lives there. Like, and my dad will call it something completely different. Well, then you got two fields around it. So, yeah, I know that was something that you still...
I struggled with that, yeah.
Struggle with
the names. So I'm like, I need your location.
Yeah, which is fine by me.
What direction is that?
He's pointing to his right for those of you watching on screen.
I don't know my north, east, south, or west.
That's something that a ton of people struggle with. Because, you know, they'll be like, well, how do you get there? It's like, well,
turn south.
You go south down this road until you hit this road. You go east 3 miles. And it's like, whoa.
I need landmarks.
Yeah. Well, for some weird reason, my brain works from, like, whereas most people think north, that's my south. Like, my brain, to me, right is west and left is east.
You're facing north.
I know. And it feels backwards to me. I don't know why. Yeah. Oh, I still do that. I still do the fingers. L is for left. The other is right. You all right over there?
Yeah. Switching positions.
That little one's kicking, ain't she?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but...
You give it another 20 minutes when you go to lay down, then she'll be like all active.
Oh, exactly. Five. Yeah. I know you... I made her drive back from Minnesota today, visiting the in-laws, and yeah, that was... I probably should have just drove.
Slept.
I know, I needed a nap. Yeah, she was kind of kicking the bejesus out of you, the holes are moving
around.
No,
she wasn't that bad.
Oh, not too bad? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I was asleep.
She's just really low.
Uh-huh. She's ready. She knows it's go time.
No reveals, but do you guys have a name picked out?
Yes.
We have a couple. We have... Yeah.
What do you think of the name Tallulah? So we had an incident. We were at the hospital for an appointment for our other daughter, and somebody asked if we had same question. Do we have a name picked out? And we said yes. Like, are you telling people? We said no. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're one of those people. I was like, okay. So we just kind of looked at each other like, we're gonna start just like making things up. So that was the most obscure name that I could think of in that moment. Tallulah
Greens.
But we do know it's going to be a girl.
Right. I mean, then there's people that go into the hospital. They don't even know what gender they're having.
No. And, we know quite a few people who have done that.
Yep. Good for them. I like to be prepared.
Yep.
I mean, do you just go in there with everything gray?
Gray, white?
I think yellow. Isn't that the...
not yellow.
No?
No.
They produce their own yellow.
Okay. Yeah. No kidding. But not no, we do have a name picked out. Middle names,
it's still up
still
in the
kind
air.
Of up in the air, but you know,
you'll last know. Name for sure.
You'll know when you see it.
Oh yeah, last name is not. We're not going to give him Chris's last name or anything.
No.
Hey, can we borrow your last name for the next 18 years?
Next 18.
You think she's going to get married when she's 18?
Well, she can decide when she's 18.
It's Grant. She's going to start dating when she's 18.
No, she's not going to date until she's married.
Yep, she's not going to date until she's married.
Oh, really? Isn't that just neat?
That's just neat. Well, this has been...
Even though I already engaged off our daughter to a...
Some friends of ours, they got a little boy who's only a few days older. Yeah, but yeah,
3 days.
Yep, they farm and stuff. So it's like, perfect, we'll just be neighbors and in-laws and
everything
will work
She'll
out
She'll know
perfect,
how to drive a
right?
tractor.
Yeah, well, at the rate she's going, I'm surprised she doesn't already.
She might.
Oh, gosh.
She knows where the horns are.
That's amazing how fast they find that. Yeah. It's like every kid that goes in there, the blinker and the horn button instantly found.
Yep, absolutely.
It's like, oh, I push this and it makes noise.
I'm going to not stop doing that from now on. But
well, that's about all the time that we've got
for
tonight. And
thanks for staying up late, honey, and being on the podcast with us, even though we were able to get Princess to bed, and we have the monitor here. She is still fast asleep, so we haven't woken her, which is good. She's a good sleeper. But yeah, thanks for being on the podcast with us and letting us take up the dining room table for the evening.
That's
so
fine.
We appreciate you being on the podcast and giving your insights as a farm wife and what it's like to maybe not be overly familiar, but willing to learn about our crazy way of life and how we make things happen out here.
So,
thank you for being on, and thanks to everybody for listening. We've been tuning into our YouTube videos and downloading the podcast. We see all the views and the likes coming in. We appreciate that. If anybody wants to give us a rating on... I believe you can do ratings on Spotify. I know you can on Apple.
Yes, you can on Spotify. I believe it's stars.
Okay, great.
So, five stars.
Please.
And
please.
And shout out to the YouTube viewers.
Yeah.
I see you watching us, and I see who isn't subscribed. I know.
Smash that subscribe button. So, but yeah, thanks to everybody who's been tuning in. We appreciate all the listens and likes and shares. Follow us on our socials. We are the Diecast Ranch on TikTok, Instagram, and the YouTube. So, yeah, just continue to engage with us and follow along, and we'll keep doing our thing here. Let us know what you want to see and hear from us, and we'll just kind of keep plugging along as we get through the planting season and on to whatever's next.
I know I've gotten a couple of comments and actual people that have just come up to me in person. Well, how do we know when one drops, or how do we know when, if we want to watch you live on YouTube, how do we know? Well, so we always post it. Tonight was a little not so good because we were both texting each other like, hey, you free?
When
hey,
can
you
want to
do
this?
It? Hey, when? And it's like, yeah, get two farmers on a text conversation and ask them when they're free.
And trying to get a baby
plan
to bed on top
anything.
Of that.
It's like, well, I don't know. How about 8? And he goes, well, I might be able to shoot for that. It's like, oh, well, I can't do it till 9. Oh, no, well, we're back on 8:30. It's like...
Oh, and by the way, we have to move everything out of my office and into the dining room.
So we try to post on Instagram on our story when we're going to go live. So follow us on Instagram mm-hmm. for immediate updates, mm-hmm. and you can hit the notification button on YouTube, so anytime we post a video, you'll get a notification when we go live or when we post a video. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, help us stay in tune with what's going on here at the Diecast Ranch. So,
and we'd love to hear ideas for future podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you just want to hear from Martina. Get rid of the two of us. No. Just all you, babe.
No, I'm good. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, that's true.
My hands are going to be full.
Very busy here.
With any luck in the next week or two, we'll.
Oh boy.
This house will be a family of four.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, unless they're surprise twins.
No. The doctor, no.
No, no. No. Not that we're aware of.
Wait, are you calling me fake?
Nope. And this is a good place to stop.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Happy Mother's Day.